JRVLS board facing challenging decisions this year, over 1,200 citations issued during Click It or Ticket campaign. And this is the latest in your news from NewsDakota.com. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting. The James River Valley Library System Board faces some challenges in the year ahead regarding the Stutsman County Library. In 2021, the Stutsman County Commission moved to reduce the library budget by $60,000. Library Director Joe Rector says with that reduction, they will also lose some state aid in 2023.
We understand that hard decisions have to be made. Next year, we'll lose another $20,000 because with the cut from the county budget, we also lose $20,000 in state aid, and that will go on for the next 3 years unless the money is restored.
More recently, the library board made a motion to close the Stutsman County Library to the public by December 31st, 2022. Rector says this has been tabled, but the discussion may very well come up again.
It's something that I know people have really strong feelings about on both sides, and so again, I'm respectful of those feelings, but at the same time, you know, I, as a librarian, of course, feel very strongly about the services that we offer the public at the county library.
Read more at newsdakota.com. Law enforcement agencies across the state participated in the Click It or Ticket enforcement campaign from May 23rd to June 5th to help save lives on North Dakota roads. A total of 1,211 citations were attributed to the overtime enforcement patrols. Of those citations, 424 were for failure to wear a seatbelt, 15 were for child restraint citations. And a fundraising campaign to help North Dakota's Soul Abortion Clinic move a few miles away to Minnesota has raised more than $500,000 in less than 3 days. The Red River Women's Clinic in Fargo will have to shut down in 30 days as part of the state's trigger law. That's a check of your news. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting. For more news, weather, and sports anytime, be sure to like us on Facebook at News Dakota.